各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters.
我们去年跟大家一起查考创世纪。
And last year we have shared together Genesis.
第一章到十一章就谈到人类的太古历史。
And chapter 1 to 11 tell us the history of mankind.
谈到神的创造以及人的堕落。
It talks about creation and also the downfall of man.
从亚当到挪亚到亚伯兰。
From Adam to Noah and Abraham.
那从十二章开始就是选民的历史。
And from chapter 12 tells us the chosen people of their history.
神从万民中拣选了亚伯兰。
And God chose from all nations Abraham.
要使他由一个人成为一个族。
And from him came a nation of one.
从一个族成为一个国。
And from one nation to one nation.
从属肉的国成就到成为属灵的国度。
And from one physical nation to a spiritual nation.
所以圣经我们必须要抓住它的主题，就是救赎。
And the Bible, we must grab hold of the main theme, and it is salvation.
如果偏离这个主题，就偏离了圣经的原意。
And if you have deviated from the main theme, and therefore you would not grab hold of the real meaning of the Bible.
那创世纪可以说是神国度的一个缩影。
And so the Genesis is the shadows foretelling what's to come.
那十二章一开始就是神拣选亚伯兰，他顺服神的命令，就来到迦南地。
From chapter 12, we hear that Abraham listened to God, and he came to this place called Canaan.
但是信心必须要经历过试炼。
But however, faith has to go through trials.
能够经得起试验的信心才是真实的信心。
Only a faith that went through trials, then is a faith.
所以彼得说，我们的信心经过试验，就好像那金子经过火炼，仍然会朽坏的金子更宝贵。
And like Peter tells us that our faith is likened to gold, and it has to go through fire and to be refined.
经过考验的信心才能够显出信心的它的宝贵出来。
Only through refinement then it tells us the preciousness of the faith.
一个经得起考验的信心在主再临显现的日子里面才能够得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Only when you have such a faith when our Lord Jesus come thenIt will show that you have that your faith will glorify God.
是神要训练亚伯兰成为我们信心之父。
So through Abraham, it tells us that he became the father of faith.
所以他也必须要经历神诸般的考验。
And so he has to go through all kinds of trials.
所以当他来到迦南地。
So when he came to the land of Canaan,
他就在那边筑坛献祭。
There he built an altar and called upon God's name.
在那边支搭帐篷。
There he patched his tent.
在这世上过着住帐篷的生活。
And he is a man of nomadic, and wherever he goes, he built a patched tent.
也就是不住地提醒自己，我们在世上不过是当客旅的。
And it's just to remind us that we are likened to a sojourner or visitors in this world.
世上没有我们永住的家。
And in this world, there is no place for us.
哎，那我们不管到哪里。
And no matter where we go,
哎，就要筑坛献祭。
We must build an altar and do our offerings.
哎，筑坛就是在那边敬拜神，求告神。
At the altar, we call upon His name and to worship Him.
哎，时时尊主为大。
And at all times, we held Him as great.
以神做我们生活的中心。
And as God, as a center of our life.
献祭。
We do offerings.
把自己当作活祭献给神。
That we must sacrifice ourselves to God.
我活着不是为自己活。
I'm living not for myself.
好像祭牲一样，把自己完全的奉献给神。
Just like those animals that have been sacrificed, the whole animal has been offered to God.
我们活着乃是为主活。
And we live because we live for Him.
啊，所以不然来到迦南地之后。
So after Abraham came to the land of Canaan,
哎，他就在那边筑坛献祭。
And there he built an altar and made sacrifices.
求告神的名。
And to call upon the name of God.
哎，但是这个信心必须要经过考验。
But however, his faith had to go through trials.
显出信心的宝贵。
And to show the preciousness of his faith.
啊，显出他真实的信心出来。
And to show the true faith in him.
哎，所以他来到迦南地，第一关就失败了。
And therefore he came to this land, and the first test came upon him. He failed.
因为遇到饥荒。
Because he encountered famine.
就离开了神应许的迦南地。
And so he departed from the land that God promised him.
下到埃及去了。
He went down to Egypt.
虽然他对神有信心，
even though he has faith in God，
但是那个信心是很单纯的信心。
But however, that faith is only superficial.
那个信心经不起考验的信心。
And that kind of faith cannot endure testing.
信心必须要成长。
His faith must grow.
信心必须要达到成熟的境地。
And faith must reach its stage of maturity.
所以当饥荒来到的时候，他面临了这个考验，对神一时就失落了信心了。
And so the famine came, and there he lost his faith in God.
当然，他对神的信心没有完全失落。
Of course, he did not lose his faith 100% towards God.
他下到埃及只是要在那边暂居。
He went down to Egypt is just to stay there temporarily.
当饥荒过了，我还要回来的。
And that when the famine has over, and then he'll return.
其实神既然应许迦南地要成为他的产业。
But in fact, God told him that the land of Canaan will be his promised land to him.
就是遇到饥荒。
But however, he encountered famine.
也是一种考验。
It is a test.
所以他的儿子以撒有了父亲这个失败的经验，当他在埃及也遭受饥荒的时候，他没有下埃及去。
So his son Isaac, when he encountered difficulties like his father, he did not go down to Egypt.
他仍然留在迦南地。
And he remained in the land of Canaan.
结果神就给他得到百倍的收成。
And therefore the Lord blessed him with 100-fold.
所以这其实都是信心的问题。
And all this is faith.
因为亚伯拉罕面对了这个信仰的考验。
And Abraham, because he received testing on his faith,
信心还不够柔韧，还不够成熟。
And at that time, his faith was not mature enough.
所以他害怕了。
And therefore he was afraid.
想到埃及暂居。
And he thought of going down to Egypt to stay for a while.
结果为了保护自己。
And therefore, in order to save himself,
竟然要牺牲他的妻子撒来。
And he would even sacrifice his wife.
为了保护自己，竟然说谎。
In order to save himself, he would lie.
但是经过这个考验之后，
But after the testing of his faith,
他醒悟过来，
and he came to the realization.
他并没有被这个失败把他打倒，
and he did not fall because of this test.
所以星期三我们就讲到十三章。
And so on Wednesday, we reach until chapter 13.
经过下埃及这个考验之后，
And after he received testing down in Egypt,
他虽然失败了，
even though he fell,
但是从失败中汲取经验。
But however, through this test, he was able to receive experience.
开始回转。
And then turn his way.
他就从埃及渐渐往伯特利上去。
And from Egypt, he went place to place until he came to the place called Bethel.
就是回到从前在那边支搭帐篷的地方。
And this is the place where he was. Patch his tent before he went down to Egypt.
也是先前筑坛的地方。
It is the place where he built an altar.
也就是说，在失败的时候，他从失败中站起来。
And this is to tell us that from his failure, he able to stand up again.
回到起初的信仰。
He now came to where he started with his faith.
所以圣经说，我们如果把起初的信心坚持到底。
So the Bible tells us if we hang on to the faith that we had initially,
那我们在耶稣基督里面呢，就有份了。
Then we will have part in Jesus Christ.
虽然亚伯兰有失败，
even though Abraham has failed in his life,
他并没有因为失败而自暴自弃。
And he did not be disappointed because of his failure.
而感到失望，灰心失望。
Or he was desperate, despair in his life.
他重新站起来。
He, however, stood up once again.
所以十三章特别提到了他渐渐的往伯特利去回去了。
So from chapter 13, what is important is that he gradually returned to Bethel.
回到从前，回到起先。
And he came back to where he was before.
在那边再来求告神的名。
There he called upon the name of God.
但是罗德就不一样了。
But however, if we look at Lot,
罗德是渐渐挪移帐篷往索多玛去了。
Lot, however, heGo gradually to the place of Sodom.
虽然罗德非常清楚明白，索多玛那个时候在神面前是罪大恶极的地方。
No doubt, Lot knew that in those days, Sodom and Gomorrah is a place that is evil and distasteful by God.
他竟然挪移帐篷，渐渐往索多玛去。
And he, however, patched his tent gradually towards Sodom and Gomorrah.
罗德跟亚伯兰会分离。
The reason why Lot and Abraham separated,
那是为了利益。
It was because of benefit.
因为他们牧人与牧人相争。
Because their herdsmen quarrel with one another.
会相争，当然是为了利益问题。
They quarrel is because of benefits.
但是亚伯兰很清楚明白。
But however, Abraham knows very well.
我们是骨肉，我们是兄弟，我们不要不可以相争。
That there are relation, they are blood in relations, and they cannot have divisions among them.
亚伯兰虽然是长辈，却显出他的宽宏的心来。
Even though Abraham is older, however, he exhibits a heart of forbearing.
显出他谦让的心出来。
He able to forbear with Lot.
让他的侄子罗德，你自己先选择，选你认为好的地方，剩下的留给我。
And he allowed Lot to choose what is best for him, and whatever left over, he will take it.
好，他就选择了这个索多玛、俄摩拉。
And he chose Sodom and Gomorrah.
啊，因为当时这个平原呢、啊、是非常丰富的。
Because at that time the plains are very very wealthy.
也不然好像把最好的给人拿走了。
Abraham, it seems that he been taken advantage of. The best has been taken away from him.
他好像失去了很多。
It appears that he has lost plenty.
其实神给他的比他失去的更多。
But however, what he lost, God gave him even more.
所以当罗德离开了亚伯兰之后，神马上向亚伯兰显现。
So after Lot departed from Abraham, God immediately appeared on before Abraham.
神对亚伯兰说从你所站的地方往东西南北观看。
And God told him,Lift up your head and look from east to west.
凡是你看得到的，通通要留给你做产业。
And all that you can see will be given to you as your inheritance.
他失去的多，从神得到的更多。
It may seem that he lost more, but however, he got more, even more from God.
所以有时候我们为了信仰，为了我们的主。我们宁可让步。
So sometimes, because of our faith and because of our Lord, we would rather make a step backwards.
宁可吃亏。
We would rather take advantage of.
其实，神不会使一个心地良善、一个心理正直的人吃亏的。
God would not let a good man, a righteous man, to lose out.
所以给神给亚伯兰得到比他失去的更多的福气。
So God gave Abraham more blessing.
那罗德呢？
How about Lot?
好像他得到了。
It appears that he has
what
he got.
我得到最好的了。
That he thinks that he has the best.
其实神不喜欢。
However, in actual fact, God does not like it.
到最后，罗德是一无所有。
In the end, Lot lost everything that he had.
因为他所拥有的一切，被硫磺火完全烧尽了。
Because all that he have all been burned up by the hailstorms of fire.
所以我们不要用自己的意识想去争取要得到什么。
So we do not want, so we should not use our mind to take what we want.
要觉得要有敬畏神的心。
And what's most important, the decision we make must based on the will of God.
因为赏赐在神，收取也在神。
Because God gives and God takes as well.
我们所做的最要紧的要蒙神喜悦。
And what most important is whatever we do must please God.
我们就能够从神得福。
Then we will receive blessing from Him.
哦，所以不然得到的不只是物质上的，反而是更是灵性上的。
And so Abraham not only he received physically blessing physically, but also in his faith.
那我们今天谈的十四章啊，就是当罗德去到索多玛之后。
So in chapter 14 tells us when the Lord came to Sodom and Gomorrah.
第一节到十六节。
From verse 1 to verse 16.
到十二节这边呢，就是提到在索多玛地方啊发生了战争了。
And verse 12 tells us there is a battle happening in Sodom and Gomorrah.
就是迦南地东部的四王攻打五王。
And that is the five kings fighting against the four kings.
结果四王打败五王。
And then the four kings win over the five kings.
当然罗德住在武王这个索多玛的地区，他可能也参与战争，结果财物被夺去，人口也都被掳了。
And Lord, perhaps he participated in this battle, and in the end everything was being taken away.
从十三节到十六节
，from verse 13 to 16，
这里就提到了这个亚伯兰怎么样把罗德救回来。
And it tells us how Lord, Abraham went to rescue Lot.
所以从第一节到十二节，我们看到这个罗德，他当时就是住在索多玛。
So from verse 1 to 12 tells us that at that time Lot was staying in Sodom and Gomorrah.
那索多玛在当时在神的面前是罪大恶极的地方。
And at that time that Sodom and Gomorrah is very evil in the sight of God.
那这给我们一个教训。
And it tells us gave us a teaching.
罗德既然以亚伯兰来分离
，and so Lot departed from Abraham，
也就是他远离了神，远离了属灵的同伴了。
And that he is likened that he departed from his faith and departed from a spiritual companion，
却住到神看为罪大恶极的地方去。
And now he came to stay in the place that is evil in the sight of God.
当然索多玛也预表着世界。
Sodom and Gomorrah prefigure the world.
这是他被掳的原因。
And this is the reason why he was captured and taken away.
因为他以世为友。
Because he
和世界为友
，because he thinks he have everything, he thought he has everything.
雅各书第四章第四节
，James chapter 4 verse 4，
以世界为友的，就是与神为敌。
And those who love the world will go against, is against God.
因为世界是与神为敌的
，because the world is against, is an enemy of God.
那你既然与世界做朋友，那就跟神对敌了。
Since if you are friend with the world and you now has become an enemy of God,
所以一个远离神的人，一个远离属灵同伴的人，他就会进入世界，以世界为友。
If a person departed from God and left his spiritual friend, and that he is now a friend to the world.
既然以世界为友
，and since he became friends to the world，
难免就与世界同流合污了。
And that he will flow with the world.
所以我们说，撒旦往往啊，哎，让人的信仰开始俗化了。
And so we say that Satan, gradually entices, and so that we will be assimilate to the world.
哎，当你以世为友，信仰在生活上俗化之后，再过来，你就会被世界同化了。
And if we are being assimilated into this world, then we will become the world.
如果我们看到创世纪十九章，就知道罗朵的生活完全已经俗化，甚至腐化了。
And then we in chapter 19 tells us Lot has is now a worldly person.
这个内容我们查考到十九章的时候再来谈。
And the content we will discuss later when we reach chapter 19.
所以希伯来书第二章第一节。
So in Hebrew chapter 2 verse 1,
就告诉我们我们应该要郑重所听见的道理。
It tells us that we must take heed on the teaching that we hear.
才不会随流失去。
Then only then we will not drift away.
我们的信仰才不会被世界的潮流把我们冲走了。
Only then and our faith would not be drift away by the world.
虽然彼得后书二章那边提到这个罗德的一心伤痛。
In 2 Peter tells us how sorrowful was Lot.
如果我们从字面来看，好像罗德是一个非常虔诚的人。
If we look at Lot, it seems that he is a very sincere person.
彼得后书第二章第七节第八节
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 7 to 8
这里提到当神毁灭所多玛俄摩拉的时候，只拯救了一人搭救了那常为恶人言行忧伤的义人罗德。
And here it tells us that about Lot
那第八节说，因为那义人住在他们中间，看见他们不法的事，他的义心就天天伤痛。
Verse 8 tells us that he was tormented by what he saw.
其实这原文的意思是谈到罗德的义心，所以天天感到伤痛。
And because Lot is righteous and what he saw has tormented him.
是因为所多玛的罪行。
It's because of the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah.
使得罗德的自己感到心痛。
And this has made Lot to be sorrowful.
这种心痛也就是说他已跟这个罪恶的世代已经同流合污。
And that he, what he, that this, the world and everybody living in Sodom and Gomorrah is doing the same thing.
他的心痛是在一种自责。
And so what he saw, pricked his conscience.
既然为了贪图这个所多玛的这个丰富，竟然离开了他信仰的同伴，离开了神应许的地方。
And that what he done is chose the best land and leaving God and leaving his spiritual companion.
所以他看到天天以这个罪恶、罪行、罪人生活在一起。
And now he is living among evil men and the sin that they do all every day.
他还有一点义心呢、啊。
And deep in him there is some righteousness.
他的心还没有完全明媚。
And there is still some goodness in his heart.
哎，所以还会自责，还会感到伤痛。我竟然落到这种地步。
And therefore his conscience still prick him and wonder why he has now in this come to this situation.
所以罗德来到索多玛，并没有真正那边在那边得到享福。
So we can see that Lot came to Sodom and Gomorrah. He did not really enjoy the life there.
啊，而是天天过着自责伤痛的生活。
That he live a life of tormentment there.
啊，其实也就他还有这一点异心呢、啊。啊，又加上亚伯拉罕的带导，才能够被救出这个灭亡之地。
So it's because of this little righteousness still in his heart, and also the intercessions of the prayer of Abraham, and God let him away.
所以从罗德被掳，我们应该得到一个警惕。
And so from the captured of Lot, and this could be a reminder for us.
我们不要单单想要进入索多玛得到享受那边的丰富。
And that we should not think that we want to enter into the land of Sodom and Gomorrah and to enjoy life there.
哎，在那边定居哦。
And to stay and to live a life in there.
亚伯拉罕本来跟亚伯兰在这个迦南地是住帐篷的生活。
And actually, him and Abraham have left live a life of in the tent.
也就是领悟到人生如同客旅。
And that it reminds us that our life is likened to a visitor in this world.
天上才是我们永远的家乡。
Up in heaven is where we belong.
啊，这希伯来书十二章里面特别提到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们呐、啊，所思念的就是那天上的永远的家乡。
In Hebrew chapter 12 tells us that that Abraham they long for a place up in heaven.
那从十四章十三节到十六节就提到这个亚伯拉罕把被掳的罗德啊，以及被掳的所有的这五王的人呐、啊，统统救了回来。
And 13 to 16 tells us that Abraham went out to rescue Lot and also the five kings.
五王都打输了四王。
Even the five kings lost their battle against four kings.
亚伯拉罕不过是一个家族而已。
And what about Abraham? He's only a nomadic.
他怎么能够得胜四王呢？
And how could he ever win over the four kings?
有几个原因。
There are a few reasons.
十三节。
Verse 13.
14, 看回来十四章十三节、
哦。Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 14, verse 13.
有一个逃出来的人告诉希伯来人亚伯兰，亚伯兰正住在亚摩利人曼利的橡树那里。曼利和以实各并亚奈都是兄弟。曾经与亚伯兰联名十四节
14.
亚伯兰听见他侄儿被掳去，就率领他的家里生养的精嫩壮丁318人直追到但。15节
15.
便在夜间自己同仆人分队杀败敌人，又追到大马士左边的河巴。十六节
16.
将被掳掠的一切财物夺回来， 连他侄儿罗德和他的财物以及妇女人民也都夺回来，啊，也不但能够得胜四王。我们从这段时间看到几个原因。
And Abraham able to win over the four kings, and we have what we have read gave us a few reasons behind this.
第一
，first
就是十三节
，it was 13.
有一个啊，被逃出来的回来告诉亚伯兰。
That there was a prisoner escape, and he came to report this to Abraham.
我们要拯救一个被掳的信徒回转过来。
And this tells us we must rescue our believer who been captured.
如果有一个也是被掳而能够逃出来的人
，If a person escape, able to escape,
也就是啊，一个从软弱中再刚强起来的人。
That likened to a person who was weak and able to become strong.
他有了这个被掳的生命的经历了。
And that now he has the experience of being a prisoner.
他现身说法，他的见证是生命的见证，是有力量的。
And the testimony that he bear will now give credit to what he had. To his testimony.
曾经有一个信徒
there was a believer.
从小信主
And he was a believer since young.
后来因为环境的因素
And because later on because of the environment.
就远离了教会
That he left the church.
远离了信仰的同伴
And he left the spiritual companion.
就像罗德一样
And it's just like Lot.
在台湾有一句口号说要拼才会赢。
In Taiwan, there is a slogan, you must struggle in order to win.
所以啊我不拼啊、哦、我不努力去赚钱不行。
So I must,
没有立足之地。
So I must struggle and, for myself in order to establish myself.
他长期离开了教会。
So he left the church.
生活完全俗化了。
And he became very worldly in his life.
后来神的管教临到他。
And later on, the punishment came to him.
他的家庭遭受了很大的变故。
And his house, there was a great change in his house.
他开始醒悟过来。
Only then he came to his realization.
就好像这个逃脱出来的人呐、啊，啊，再回到教会里。
And it's just like an escapee here, returned to the church.
结果他把生命的历练、生命的见证讲出来，造就了很多在迷失当中的信徒。
And from his testimony, he was able to edify a lot of believers.
因为他是过来人。
Because he has been through the test himself.
所以有时候我们在台上讲到好像在喊口号，不要爱世界，不要贪爱世界。
And sometimes when we up in this pulpit, we may shout that do not love the world.
所以有很多信徒常常会很不以为然。
And some therefore the members once listen to this may be in a situation.
传道，你们好像不食人间烟火的人呢，就好像跟世界脱节的人。
Some member may say, "Oh, preacher, you are living in a very spiritual world, and you have no knowledge of what is being like in the world."
你不会体贴到民间的这个辛苦啊。
And you have no feelings towards the sufferings of people.
但是一个。真的进入世界，被世界掳去了，又回转过来的人，他会深深的体认到，传道讲的不错，圣经讲的是不错的。
But a person that has been through sufferings and when he turns back his testimony, then he will realize, then what the preacher preach is true.
就如保罗所说的
，It's just like what Paul has said.
我遭受患难吗？
That when I go through tribulations,
我就从神得到安慰。
That I receive comfort from God.
神，为什么我从能够从神得到安慰？
How is that I'm able to receive comfort from God?
是要我们把我们怎么样从患难中得到神安慰，去安慰在现在在患难中的人。
Is it because God wants us to comfort others with the suffering that we have been through?
让他们能够从我们身上得到同样的安慰。
And so that these people, upon listening to your comfort, able to receive the same comfort as Paul has received.
我年轻的时候牙齿不好。
When I was young, I had bad tooth.
那我太太牙齿很好。
And my wife had good teeth.
所以她常常笑我，牙齿这么硬，怎么会常常痛？怎么会痛？
And so she would often criticize me, why am I so bothered with toothache?
现在她牙齿不好了。
And now it is her turn.
晚上过来教会吃饭忘记带牙齿。
And that tonight she forgot to wear her dentures when coming to eat in the church.
她就尝到哇牙齿痛没有牙齿的难处了。
And now she herself experienced the problem with teeth.
自己没有经历过的事情，你讲出来只是一个理论，一个口号，中间没有生命。
If a person without experience and whatever he say, would not have much strength with his teaching.
圣经神的话。又称为生命之道。
The Bible is the word of God, and is the words of life.
我们领受神的话，不是领受一个学说理论，而是领受生命之道。
And the Bible, the words we receive is words of God. It's not some thesis written by some professors.
神的话要丰盛我们的生命。
The word of God will give us abundant life.
神的话让我们活出更丰盛的生命出来。
And the word of God will give us more abundant life.
所以一个信仰有历练、有经历过的人啊，他对神的话就会感受到充满着生命力。
So a man that has been tribulation, he will know the power of God's words.
自己在信仰上没有体认的。
If a person has no experience in life,
神的话就好像说教。
And the word of God will be likened just some teaching to him.
所以有时候小孩子从小随着父母信，自己在信仰上啊没有体验。
So some children when they grow up, Some children that are still with the parents, they have not detached their faith from the parents.
父母勉励他啊，这个传道人勉励他说：“哎呀，又在念经了。
”And when the and when the preacher or the parents teach to them, and they was say, oh, here it goes again.
他会感到好烦啊。
And they think it's very, it was very bothersome.
罗德能够从被掳的地方被救回来，是因为有人从被掳的地方逃出来了。
And Lot was able to be rescued is because someone has escaped and came to report to Abraham.
第二个理由。
And the second reason,
就是亚伯兰，他有一个怜悯。
That Abraham has a merciful heart.
在那边啊，有这个亚摩利人曼利，这个以实各还有亚奈，他们跟亚伯兰是一个怜悯。
Oh, there are tribes here, and they are all allied with Abraham.
所以他们有一个怜悯。
So they have ally here.
在教会里面啊，我们要有团契。
In the church, we must have fellowship.
一个信徒会被掳。
Members that can be captured.
往往啊，好像称为教会里面的孤儿。
It's because often he or she is likened to an orphan in the church.
没有教会里面的朋友。
And he has no friends in the church.
没有属灵的同伴。
And he has no spiritual companion.
常常孤军奋斗。
And often he would struggle by himself.
在教会里面好像孤儿。
And in the church he is likened to be an orphan.
好像独行的远离，独来独往。
And he is like a loner. He comes by himself and goes by himself.
这个落单的人啊，最容易啊，被魔鬼被掳走了。
Such a lonely person can be easily taken away by Satan.
我们需要有团契。
We must have fellowship.
我们就是弟兄姐妹。
We are all brothers and sisters.
我们就是一个大家庭。
And we liken to a large family.
我们就是基督身体里面的过自做肢体的。
And we are all parts of God's body.
好像分开，其实连为一体的。
We may seem to be apart, but however, we are all joined together.
在教会里面，弟兄姐妹啊，我们都是生命的共同体。教会就是我们生命的共同体。
And in the church, we are brothers and sisters are likened to aligned.
我们都是从主领受同一个生命，同一个身体。
And we all receive from God one body.
所以亚伯兰能够把儿子救回来，是因为他们有一个怜悯。
And Abraham able to rescue Lot because He has allied.
团结就是力量。
Unity is strength.
再过来。
Next.
亚伯兰家中啊，有精炼的壮丁318人。
Abraham has relative total 318.
他们随时都要准备作战的。
That they are trained.To go into battle at any time.
随时都要准备面对强敌。
And they are trained to face the enemy at any time.
所以这里特别提到，亚伯兰是率领他家中生养的精炼壮丁318人。
So here tells that us that Abraham trained 318 men born in his household.
第四
point number four，
十五节提到，在夜间自己同仆人分队来杀败敌人。
Here, 15 tells us it was during the night that they were able to be divided and to attack.
我们必须要有策略的。
We must have plan，
而不是啊。靠神靠神，自己什么都不动圣灵带领我们
We must not just verbally say we must trust God in everything and we ourselves do not do anything.
那是不负责任的说话。
Such an attitude is a person that does not responsible for what he does.
我们平常没有把自己装备起来。
If we do not train us, prepare ourselves,
我们不熟练战士
and if we do not train to be in battle,
怎么样来面对挑战？
Then how would you go to face the enemy?
你看，主耶稣要工作之前，圣灵把他催逼到旷野去接受撒旦的试探，40昼夜。
So even our Lord Jesus, before he came into the ministry, the Spirit had brought him into the wilderness to be trained 40 days and 40 nights.
你看主耶稣对神的话何等的熟练呢？
And so we see how well versed is our Lord Jesus.
当撒旦的试探临到的时候，
And when the Satan test came upon him,
主耶稣啊就提出圣灵的宝剑就是神的道出来。
And our Lord Jesus said that the Holy Spirit is likened to a sword.
经上记着说。
And he said,What is written in the Bible?
当撒旦也神用神的话试探他的时候，
And when Satan used words of God to test Jesus,
主耶稣就经上又记着说，
And our Lord recite what was recorded in the Bible.
哎，魔鬼常常啊，断章取义，曲解圣经。
And often Satan you would extract some verses from the Bible.
我注目教会的时候，有一位弟兄。
And when I was pastoring in a church, and there was one brother.
哎，他以前吸毒。
In the past, he smoked. He take drugs.
虽然妈妈信了主。
Even though his mother believed in the Lord.
哎，我们常常去探望的时候碰到他，就勉励他。
And often when we go to visit them, and we would encourage him.
哎，因为他吸毒，他不敢信主。
Because he takes drugs, and therefore he does not dare to believe in the Lord.
他常常说，好了，我慢慢来了，慢慢来。
And he would delay. He would tell us that he will wait for a while.
啊，他叫李万来，李万来，他就常常慢慢来，慢慢来。
Yeah, he would always take his time and say, "I'll do it later."
哎，后来有一次布道会的时候，勉强来参加布道会。
And at one time, we had an evangelical night, and he was forced to come.
结果主耶稣听他妈妈祷告，听大家的帮助祷，竟然得到圣灵。
And the Lord listened to the prayer of his moms or his friends, and he received the Holy Spirit.
得到圣灵之后，哎，就把毒品戒掉了。
After he received the Holy Spirit, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, he was able.To stop taking drugs.
高兴，他就受洗了。
And he was very happy, and then he received baptism.
哎，之后过了一段时间，又走回头路，又吸毒了。
After a little while, and then he went back to his old habit and began to smoke drugs again.
有一天呐，他告诉我。
And one day he came to tell me.
哎，传道，我毒品戒掉了。
He says, "Preacher, I now have quit my drugs."
我说我知道啊，你就是因为得到圣灵，所以毒品戒掉了，你就来受洗啦。
And so I say, "I know because you have received the Holy Spirit, and you're able to do and able to stop taking drugs, and that's why you came to be baptized."
他说没错了，后来我又吸毒哎，我不敢告诉你哎。
He says, "Yeah, you are right. But however, later on, I went back to my bad habit, and I would not dare to let you know."
所以我现在戒掉了，我就敢告诉你。
So now I have quit, and so I'm not afraid to tell you.
我说，那你戒掉了，为什么又吸毒呢？
So I asked him this question: You have quit, and why did you go back to the old habit?
因为我被魔鬼骗了。
Because I have been cheated by Satan.
因为虽然戒掉了。哎，有时候魔鬼还会试探我嘞，又会想吸毒哎。
Even though I have quit, and Satan often would come and tempt me, and therefore I crave to take drugs again.
哎，我就想不可以，我现在已经信主了，我不可以再吸毒了。
So I say to myself, I cannot do that because now I believe in the Lord and I cannot.Take drugs anymore.
魔鬼就对我说话。
And then Satan would come to talk to me.
是对我的心讲话。
And he would talk directly into my heart.
哎呀，你虽然信了耶稣，你不是信了耶稣就像神一样啊。
He says, "No doubt you believe in the Lord, but however, you are not likened to the Lord."
人都有软弱，有过患的啦。
Says man has weakness, and they would often get tempted.
只要你悔改祷告就好了。
And as long as you repented and pray,
哎， 哪一个人过像神那么完全都不会犯错呢？犯了错，只要你肯悔改就好了。
And he said, "Who won't sin as long as you repent, and that would be good enough."
那圣经不是很清楚说吗？
And Satan would say, isn't it is written clearly in the Bible?
只要你认自己的罪，
as long as you confess your sin,
神是公义是信实的，
that God is righteous and reliable,
必要赦免你的罪，
that he will forgive your sin,
洗净你一切的不义，
and he will cleanse all your unrighteousness.
所以啊，人有软弱了，要紧的就是要懂得悔改。
So man is weak, and as long as he knows how to repent, that would be okay.
哦，他说我就被魔鬼骗了，是啊，哎呀，我毒瘾又上来了，很痛苦啊，我就又吸毒了。但是我每一次吸毒之后，我都有去悔改祷告哦。
And Satan spoke to me like that, and so I eventually give up, and then I smoked, and I would often kneel down to pray and ask for forgiveness.
后来又越陷越深了。
And eventually I get keep deeper and deeper.
那我就问他，那你怎么又可以改掉？
Then I asked him, how did you eventually quit?
他说，就是有一次啊，布道会的时候。
And that it was at a time when there was a spiritual convocation.
听了传道的讲。
No, sorry, there was an evangelical service, and I listened to the preacher.
圣灵是神的灵。
That the spirit of that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
他赐给我们的力量是无限量的。
That the power of the Holy Spirit is limitless.
只要你体贴圣灵。
As long as you submit to the Holy Spirit,
你就会顺服圣灵。
Then you will submit to the Holy Spirit.
如果你体贴肉体，那你就会顺服肉体。
Then if you listen to the flesh, then you will live according to the flesh.
那你顺服肉体。结局就是死。
And then if you live according to the flesh, the result would be death.
你顺服圣灵，你才能够享受啊生命平安。
If you obey the Holy Spirit, then you were able to enjoy peace.
所以那个时候我就想，是啊，我得到圣灵了，我怎么会这么没有力量呢？
So I say to myself, yes, I have received the Holy Spirit, but how come I don't have the power?
就是因为我太体贴肉体了。
It is because I lean too much
on the flesh,
and therefore I listen to my flesh.
被魔鬼骗了。
And I now know that Satan has cheated me.
体贴肉体反而就顺服肉体就软更软弱。
And submitting to the flesh, and it makes me weaker and weaker.
后来我就迫切祷告。
And so I kneeled down to pray fervently.
向神认罪悔改。
And repented to God and asked for His forgiveness.
求神的灵大大充满。
And asked for His Spirit to fill me strongly.
所以那个时候啊，我就大有信心。
And therefore I had great faith after that.
就把毒品彻底戒掉了。
And I quit the drugs habit.
哎，我说。所以后来啊，我每一次碰到他，就问他有没有在吸毒啊。
So often when I meet him, I would ask him this question: Are you back to your old habit?
他说没有了，传道你放心了，感谢主了，我已经明白过来了。
So he says, No, praise the Lord, preacher. I'm now realize I came to the realizations, and I will not.
啊，我不会再中魔鬼的诡计了。
That I will not fall into the same trap as.Same traps set by Satan.
啊，当然，罗德能够啊从被掳之地被救回来，那是因为亚伯拉罕的爱心了啊。
And of course, Lot was able to be rescued by Abraham is because of Abraham's love for him.
虽然罗德对亚伯拉罕是忘恩负义的。
Even though Lot may be ungrateful to Abraham,
但是亚伯兰还是以善待恶。
But however, Abraham would treat evil with goodness.
哎，真的舍己不顾一切的啊，去拯救这个罗德。
That he risked his life and to go and save Lot.
所以罗马书十二章十七节以下也告诉我们。我们要不要啊以恶报恶，反而啊要以善胜恶。
So in Romans chapter 12 verse 7 teach us that we must not treat evil with evil, but however we must treat evil with goodness.
加拉太书六章第一节到第五节。
In Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 to 5,
提到我们中间有人一时软弱被过患所胜的。
It tells us that they are weak people and been overcome by temptations.
我们属灵的人就要用温柔的心把它挽回过来。
And we who are spiritual must use a gentle heart to convince him.
当然自己也要特别小心。
But of course we must be alert.
个人的重担啊，但是我们要互相分担呢。
We must share burdens between ourselves.
因为我们是弟兄。
Because we are brethren.
我们是一个属灵的生命的共同体。
And we are all share the spiritual life.
我们有基督的爱。
We have the love of Jesus Christ.
我们要显出信仰的本质。
And we must exhibit the essence of the spirit.
所以在教会里面不要独来独往。
So in church, we must not be a loner.
也不要像那独行的远离一样，不受约束。
And we must not also speak the way we want and
not under control. 我们应该啊，要有属灵的同伴。
We need spiritual companion.
我们必须大家要互相关怀。
And we must all care for one another.
每个人的重担，我们要互相分担呐，互相担当。就会感到轻省。
And so we must share among ourselves the burdens that we have, and so that we will be lightened.
一个软弱的人，我们要有同理心，跟他一起分担他的软弱、他的忧愁。他就减轻了很多的忧愁，他就从软弱中可以刚强起来。
If you're able to share a person's burden with you, and take some of it, and this person who has burden will be lightened and be strong again.
而不要我把自己的信仰顾好就好，那他是他家的事情。
And we must not be selfish to look after our own family and would not care for the problems of others.
弟兄姐妹不能互相漠不关心的，不可以的。
And we must care for one another and must not be selfish.
所以保罗说，我看到谁软弱我不软弱，我看到谁跌倒我不着急呢。
So Paul said that whoever he weak, he felt the same way, and whoever fall, he felt very anxious toward that person.
个人的重担，我们能够互相担当，我们就完全的律法。
And if we able to share each other burdens, then we are we have fulfilled the law.
完全的基督的律法。
And we have fulfilled the law of Jesus.
就是爱。
And that is love.
所以我们必须要互相关怀。
And so therefore we must care for one another.
我们不要像罗德一样，脱离了属灵的同伴。进入世界里面。
And we must not be likened to Lord, who became a loner and gradually into the world.
会遭受罗德悲惨的后果。
We see Lord and his consequence is tragic.
我们要显出亚伯兰的爱心出来。
We must show the love that Abraham has.
反而以善待恶。
That we must treat goodness with evil,
而不是说
evil with goodness,
而不是说哇，罗德，你以前亏待我啊！你看，神是公义的，神的报应临到你了，活该，你该死。
We must not take revenge and say, you have treated me badly, and so now you have deserved what is coming to you.
箴言也提醒我们不要幸灾乐祸。
In Proverbs, it reminded us,
如果你有这个幸灾乐祸的心啊，那个灾祸会反倒归到你身上来。
and do not think say to yourself people deserve it, because you might end up like that as well.
反而要向有关来显出爱心来，有那种舍己爱人的精神。
We must exhibit the love that Abraham and have a life of sacrifice.
我们就今晚就先谈到这里。
And tonight we will end here.
那我们温哥华这段时间呢、啊，可能晚间都有安排创世纪的查经。
So during my time in Vancouver, we have Genesis. We will study Genesis in the evening.
那我们现在要一起来祷告。
And now we're going to kneel down to pray.
因为我们星期五晚间呢、都有特别的祷告。
Because on Friday evening we have special prayer.
来祈求灵恩。
It is a time where we seek for spiritual blessing.
有需要接受按手祷告的。就到前面的。
If you want to receive laying of hands, please come forward.
我们继续为Simon 弟兄祷告啊。
And we continue to pray for Brother Simon.
他晚上也来参加聚会啊。
And he has come to join the service.
他身体已经恢复很多了。
And he's getting better.
这是因为我们弟兄姐妹爱心带导的这个果效。
It's because of your love and you, of your intercession of prayer for him.
晚上我看 Simon 的，这个精神啊，很好啊。
And I see that Brother Simon is in good spirit today.
我们继续帮助祷告。
And we ask to pray, continue to
pray for him. 还有些在软弱中的，在试炼当中的，我们都要关怀，要带导。
And also for those who are weak and also those who are into temptation, trials, we must show our care and also must intercede for them.
也为明天晚上要开始的这个青年营的灵修会祷告。
And also we will pray for the National Youth Fellowship that is going to start tomorrow.
让我们都能够借着这次的青年灵修营彼此都能够得到造就。
And that through this activity, that all the participants able to be edified.
我们一起来感谢祷告。
Let us kneel down to pray.
需要按手的。